This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
All right, so what's the grift?
Oh.
What happened? See,
yeah.
As
you've stated, you've learned this by your Biomart trips. Do not mess with old people when they're grocery shopping.
Whoa, it's not old people.
Yeah, old ladies.
It's old women.
Yes.
So I take my father-in-law to Biomart every Tuesday, and it's just, I've come to love it. It's just so fun.
Yeah.
He bought four more t-shirts. Because they were $3.99.
Can't afford to not buy.
Biomart's
awesome.
There's so many things in there you can't afford not to buy. Now he's fired up about the $2 for $5 fleece blankets.
Oh man!
But
do you need two fleece blankets?
No, of course not. But it doesn't matter.
The
they're $2 for $5.
$2 for $5.
Throw them in the cart.
You gotta get them.
It's so fun. But I am you are not, dude. Because I don't do a lot of shopping.
Yeah.
I never have. I stay in my lane. I'm a one-trick pony dad, okay?
Yeah.
Maybe two tricks.
Yeah.
And one of them is not shopping. Yeah. And so I've learned, and Bi-Mart's not a huge store.
Yeah.
It's not the men. There are often a lot of old men. It's usually all old people, but there are often old men stumbling around trying to find things, and they're fine. It's the same. It's the women. And in when they have shopping carts...
Yeah.
Get out of there. Dude, they mean business.
Yeah.
They are out for blood, and you are not to mess with, one, it's hard, like, even just being in the aisle when they want to come through, they're pissed off.
Yeah.
Because you have now slowed them down by 0.2 seconds.
Well, I'll tell you what. This old lady wanted blood, and I do believe that this was all premeditated. And it led to me making, like, I think it was like an $11 donation for Meals on Wheels. That's how it ends. Well, Tarantino, it would go back to front. So... I go into New Seasons a lot because I like their hot bar. And like after a workout, you can get real food and it's not super expensive. And you can just, they usually have like some good protein, some chicken breast or like this time of the year, I like it because they do turkey. Every day they got turkey. So I can get like a bunch of like decent turkey and then like throw some like broccoli and maybe a little stuffing or something. And like that's my lunch, like $10. I'm out of there. It's great. So I go in my workout, you know, clothes and I go up to the hot bar, and I do not believe I was not aware of her presence. I don't think that there was a cut line.
Making excuses.
No, I didn't see her. As far as I know, I walked up, grabbed my little container, and this is my point. I'm unaware of anyone around me. So I grabbed some veggies, grabbed a scoop of stuffing, and then I went and took the turkey. There was like five big pieces of carved turkey. It's like thick, like you would have at Thanksgiving. I was all excited. So I took, there was only like five left, so I took them, and one of them was the little bastard end piece. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like a, yeah, it's not even like a full slice. So I threw that in there, and I do this quite a bit, as I'm folding up my box, I'll reach in and I'll grab a piece of turkey or whatever my meat is.
And you just eat it.
And I just eat it.
So you pay less.
Well, no, that thing's like, it's like 32 cents. I'm hungry. I haven't eaten. It's my first meal of the day. And this usually goes around 1 o'clock. I haven't had anything to eat all day. And so it's just like one of those, I'll grab a little tiny piece and, you know, I usually just eat it while I'm folding up my box. So as I'm turning to leave, I've got the piece of turkey, the little piece, I put it in my mouth and I go to fold up my box. And the lady who's just right there, just dead eyeing me. And I don't know if she was upset if she was waiting for the turkey, but she dropped one of these, young man, what do you think you're doing?
No. How old?
80?
Oh, wow.
Old.
Yeah, you don't mess with old. The 80-year-olds.
I got it. Dude, I'm almost 50 and I got young man. This was an old woman. And she had a mighty hump. You know, like, I mean, there was...
All hunched over.
Like, time and anger and bitterness had just... It had caused a mighty lurch forward. Like, she could be in a cathedral somewhere, like, just ringing bells. And I didn't know what she said, young man, what are you doing? I didn't have an answer. I was like...
What do you mean?
I was like... So I got the turkey in my mouth, and I didn't want to be rude, too, because now I got turkey in my mouth. And I was like, so I'm kind of, like... Like, I'm searching around for what I did, and that's when I was like, oh, I took all the turkey, right? It's like, that's...
Did you hand her the turkey?
So I said, I'm sorry. I'm like, did I take all the turkey? And she says, that's not what I'm talking about. Oh. So I'm like, all right, well, now again, I'm perplexed at the whole thing. You know what she's upset about? I ate the piece of turkey. I didn't pay for the turkey. Because I was like...
She works there?
No! She's just a patron. And I was like, I asked, I don't, what did I do? And she says, you didn't pay for that.
Oh, God.
And I was and I was like, well, I'm.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I'm going to pay for it. Like, I box it up and I was like, you pay up there. And she's like, I know how it works. Now I'm being condescending because I'm like, you pay at the front. She's like, I know how it works. And she goes, you can't eat it before you pay for it. And I said, well, I was like, I'm sorry. It's just like one piece. And I was like, I'll go up there. And she's like, you didn't pay for that. And now I'm kind of laughing and she's livid. She is pissed. God. And she's doing the bony finger. She's doing like the jab at you, like you didn't. And so I just laughed and I was like, well, I don't know what I'm going to do. I was like, there's no more turkey. I'm like, I can't replace it. And she goes, that wouldn't do it anyways, because then that's turkey that you're putting in, but you're still not. And I'm like, what do you want me to do to do here? And then the worker comes by with the fresh tray of turkey and she goes around me and just like brushes by me, goes to the employee and rats me out.
You know what would have been funny is if she grabbed a piece of the turkey off of the tray and ate it. That would have been the best move by the old lady.
Bitch.
So what a
bitch. Listen to Schultzy.
Jeez.
I'm with this lady.
Yeah.
Can't be eating the turkey.
So she tells the guy who's bringing out the fresh tray, and the guy's like looking at me and I'm looking at him and I'm like, I don't know what you, I don't know what I'm going to do. And the guy goes, ma'am, it's not a big deal. It's like, it's It's nothing. He's like, it's one piece. He's like, it'd be one thing if he was eating the whole thing. And she's like, he can't just eat whatever he wants. That's not the
that's
way.
Right.
That's not the way.
Principled.
The way this works. And so the guy's like, he's like, dude, I'm sorry. He's like, ma'am, you're fine. You know, whatever. So I go to box it up and she just keeps yelling at me. So I turned to her and I said, ma'am, what would you like me to do to resolve this? What would make you feel better? Because now I'm laughing and she's like, this isn't funny. What is so funny? And I can't help it. I'm being yelled at by like an 80-year-old woman with a mighty hump. I'm just laughing at her. And that's just making her more angry. And normally I would just tell someone to go kiss my ass. But you can't yell at an 80-year-old woman.
No.
Like, what are you going
to
do?
You have to pretend like you care what she's saying.
Yes. So I just said.
Because she's old.
So I was like, I literally was like, what can I do to make this better? I said, would you like me to buy something else? I'm like, I will go purchase something else so you don't feel. And then she reiterates again to me that it doesn't matter because I'm still getting that That's one. Right. She is hung up over this piece of turkey.
Yeah.
You know, my response at that point would have been like, how many fights did you and your dead husband get into? Like,
oh
I would have just started
God,
to go really digging deep because this lady made it her day.
Jesus, man.
Yikes. So. When I came into the store, the Meal on Wheels guy is in front of the store every day now, and he's handing out the flyers to the Meals on Wheels. And this is where I think this whole thing was a grift. I think the whole thing was a setup.
Oh.
Because I had the flyer in my hand, right? He handed it to me, and I don't want to be rude and, like, you know, throw it away. So I had the flyer in my hand, and that's when I was like, what can I do to make this better? So you feel better about this sort of situation, and she hits me with a... points at the flyer and is like, right there. She goes, you need
there's the answer.
There's points that.
There's
and
the
I was
answer.
Like, oh, I was like, you want me to donate to the Meals on Wheels? And she's like, I think it would be a good punishment for you.
Hell yeah.
And I was like, you know what? I said, I will be glad to donate to it. And she goes, I want to see you do it.
Thank you. Bye.
I was like, you got it, ma'am. I said, I will donate a meal. And they have a little thing on there where you can donate, you know, like certain amounts. And it was like the cost of one meal. And I was like, I will donate. And that she was like, that like cleared up the situation. At that point, she felt like I had paid my.
Satisfactory.
I had paid my pence. The guy who's working the counter is just dying.
Dude, this is
he
great.
Thinks this whole thing is, like, he is just, he couldn't be happier. He's laughing at it. And as I was walking out of there and I paid my thing, and I sat there at the guy at the front who was just handing out the flyers for, like, the Meals on Wheels. I don't know how many people take those things seriously, but I did think to myself as I was leaving, I was like, that may have been the only way to get me in that moment to donate to Meals on Wheels. And I thought, what if that old lady is just lurking around New Seasons, picking fights with people, and then guilting them into donating to Meals on Wheels? And in that moment, I wasn't even mad. Quite frankly, I think that's a genius move. On that old lady's part, I bet she is a recipient of Meals on Wheels, and that's her whole deal. What if there's a whole army of old people just bracing people at the New Seasons?
That'd be getting
people to donate.
If that were true, that'd be really smart of them. Something tells me that's not true.
It's not.
And the woman is just principled. And quite frankly, I think it's great she called you on your crap. Even as minuscule as it was.
That was probably, because it's by the pound.
And I also love that this woman is great because she would not stop until you paid the price.
Yes.
You had to repent.
Yes, I did. She wanted
and she made and she made that happen.
Yes,
there's not a lot of people that would go through with that.
No.
That is a watchdog right there.
She was not going to live. She could not abide by the fact that I do believe I got 32 cents worth of. If that whole meal ran me about $10 to $11. I'm guessing that piece of turkey was about 32 cents.
Yeah, but that's not the point.
That's not the point.
The point is she knows what you were doing. She saw it, and she made you pay. Maybe not for the turkey, but to someone else.
To future
to
sins.
To a charity.
To future sins. So I just want someone out there is going to get a Meals on Wheels this holiday. Someone's going to get a turkey dinner. And you shouldn't be thanking me. You should be thanking that old bitter
Hell
curmudgeon.
Yeah.
At 80 years old. Who is looking at me and being like, nah, I'm picking a fight with this guy. This son of a bitch right here. This guy isn't getting away with this.
Well, this is why Trump was elected, because libs like you go into grocery stores and eat turkey. Like, this woman is restoring order. Her and Donald Trump restoring order.
More things.
Watchdogs over the Metropolitan.
More things happen to me just being out amongst the olds. I don't know what it is about me, but the olds just they gravitate. There's a gravitational shift.
I think they're out to get you.
Something. Maybe it's one of those like what is the neighborhood what the neighborhood apps. I think I've just
next
been.
Next door.
I think I'm just on next door, and the olds are aware when they see me. Yeah. They're like, this guy.
The old conglomerate.
Yeah.
They know who you are. Your photo is at the top of their next door app.
That 32.
Not that they work the next door app.
But. No. But someone told them. But that 32 cents of free Facebook. Turkey cost me an extra $11.
Good. And then maybe you'll think twice next time about eating that 32-cent piece of turkey.
I'll tell you what. Next time I go to take a piece of turkey, I'm going to look around and make sure that Gertrude isn't there watching me.
And that's exactly what she wants. She has done her job.
I don't know if
American hero Gertrude.
I don't know if I've ever had someone look at me and say, young man, what do you think you're doing? First off, when's the last time you got a young man? It's probably been 25 years.
I got carded at Bi-Mart.
Did you really?
Yeah. But they have to.
Oh.
The lady said that she carded a 103-year-old man once.
Really?
Yeah. And she said anytime somebody gives her crap about being carded, she reminds them that she had to card a 103-year-old man.
I wonder how the 103-year-old man felt, though.
103. Well, she said he laughed.
It's like, how long have I been on this earth? Just let me go.
But can we all hope to be 103 and buying cheap champagne?
Hell yeah. At Bi-Mart. Dude, that guy's winning.
He is. Well, he is. He's already a winner.
I don't care how old you are. Just be aware that if you,
dude, I love the old.
If
man.
You take a piece of turkey from the hot bar and you didn't pay for it,
well, it's not just that.
Be
imagine
aware.
Imagine Gertrude's life. Yeah. Imagine her watching other people.
Yeah.
In all ways, for something that like that.
She's just.
It's just constant.
She's and on the lookout.
Listen, I know this woman. I see her tootling around Bi-Mart, and I'm telling you, they are not. They're out for blood. They're not to be messed with.
No, and I will say that the new season's there by me. It's because we're right by the old folks community. There's a bus that takes them to new seasons.
Yes.
They don't even necessarily shop. They just hang out there.
They're waiting for the bus, aren't they?
Yeah, they're waiting for the bus.
Yeah.
And like the new seasons, there's a place where you can sit down and eat, and they put on they have concerts for them there.
Yeah.
And readings. It's like a senior center.
The highlight of their day.
And I do think that what happened there is to that lady, I went into her house and took something that belonged to her.
Not up in here.
Not up in
she
here.
She said, not up in here.
This is my house.